poet Craig Chury was a Fulbright scholar to Chile from 2020 to 2022, and his prose poem When the Workers Cry May Day comes from that time. When the workers cry May Day, May Day, they're not dressed in native costume, dancing around a pole, streaming colorful ribbons. They're not lighting bonfires to leap over barefoot with their hair braided with wildflowers. They're lighting bonfires to boil off the black damp to cook their bellies. May Day! They're lighting bonfires to see past what's coming. The workers are mobbing the desert with their families into town to get. From the mines, the pits, from the mills, assembly lines, they are mobbing the streets with their families up against the main gate to get May Day, May Day. The workers are building bonfires. Their children are stick fighting the bosses. The carbines are in place. The women's mouths are forming a disbelief that will circle the world. There was a wave of protests across Chile in 2019, lasting into the following year, with a set of demonstrations in the fall of 2022 to mark the third anniversary of what was called the Estallido Social, the social outburst. Chury's poem comes from his most recent collection titled And If You Saw Me, New and Selected Prose Poems and Poems, issued by Moonstone Press. Chury stopped in at the WVIA studios with copies that had arrived on his doorstep this past Tuesday to talk about the book and to read a few selections. In anticipation of the Labor Day holiday, we share a preview of that conversation, centering on his work as a poet and teacher.
You know, I worked for 25 plus years in the schools as a poet in residence through various arts councils. And I've worked with students of all ages, prisons, youth shelters, homeless shelters, mental hospitals. I always went looking for the poems I should have written when I was in those situations. And I found them in their writing. Now, I do understand that possibly you're not going to go on to become a published poet, but everyone who's ever taken piano lessons, they're not going to Carnegie Hall either. So it's like, what's the value of knowing where poetry comes from and how to make a poem happen, even if you become a dentist or an executive or a policeman, or you're going to be sitting in a dentist's office or somewhere, doctor's office, and there's going to be the New Yorker or the Atlantic, and all of a sudden, on one of the obscure pages, you're going to find something that you recognize, and you'll know what it is and how to approach it. That's all. Plus, the teaching I did in Italy was at a high school for the sciences, and I was their poet in residence. And it was proposed in a way that it worked out really well, because these kids can tell you everything you want to know about Galileo, Copernicus, Tesla, but they can't tell you a goddamn thing about themselves. And that was the value, and that was like enormous. So I don't know what I have to teach, but I've just always known that my job was to stretch people. Just to stretch. I'll stretch you.
Craig, you just said that your job as a poet is to stretch us. You have a poem in the new book where you write about the work a poet does and how it looks like the poet isn't even doing anything at all. Will you read that one for us?
Okay. Imagine there are people who, when they're reading, that's all they're doing, just reading. I have friends who sit transfixed, as if transformed or transported to who knows where, comatose in front of their books. I tell my students, if you're going to be a writer, walk around with a hammer in your hand, wear a tool belt, carry a shovel or a fly swatter. To others, when they see us doing our most serious work, we look as if we're doing nothing. The punishment is severe. they will hand us a shovel or a scrub brush or a vacuum cleaner. At least now that my pen's active across the page, no one will bother me. I understand all this between the daydreamer and the poet. For me, once I wade into any strand of words, something inside me immediately starts speaking back. That's when somebody else's words spark my words. Somebody else's story, sentence at a time, becomes a huge opening for all of my stories. Memory has no chronology. Your line sparks my opening line, and after all gets said and written, your book turns into my book. Imagine, there are people who actually wait for another to stop talking before they speak.
Do you remember what sparked you to write that?
Oh, yeah. What sparked this was when I lived with Heather down in Reading, I would be in the deepest, you know, I'd be working. And you know how, when you're doing your really deep thinking, your body changes, your face changes. And I'd be in my studio, and I'd be working on something. And so I'd get up, and she'd take one look at me, and she'd say, "Craig, what's the matter?" And for me to come out of where I was, where everything was just right, everything was just connected, everything was making more sense than anything. And for me to come out of that to say, "Nothing, baby, I just have to go pee." It's like waking from a dream and trying to get back to it. It doesn't happen. So that was like the main, I've learned since to give hand signals. And to whomever I'm living with at the time, you know, it's like around me, I'll just, if I make a hand signal, that means I'm okay. But no, I think that was my entire life being punished as a kid in high school, in elementary school. I mean, it's like it wasn't until my best friend, Tim Bauman, out in Dallas High School, he ratted me out. I'd written a protest poem against the cafeteria food. And he was one of the editors of the school newspaper. But he said, "Wow, I really like this. Can I have a copy just to enjoy?" And the next week, it's on the front page of the freaking newspaper. And I felt betrayed. I thought, oh, geez. Because I'm a co-captain of the football team. And like, I'm a big jock. And it's like, oh, God. And I was like, I was so humiliated until I got to the school door and I got mobbed by a bunch of friends saying, "Craig, did you write those? We didn't know you wrote poetry." I said, "Wow, do you have more?" And all of a sudden it was like, what? Because, you know, in my era, it was like, oh, it was a whole masculinity issue. But at that moment, all of my teachers just went, zoom. They just lifted right off my back. Because they never knew where I was. They never knew why I wasn't doing my homework. They never knew why I was. They just didn't know why I wasn't paying attention in class. But now they knew. And everything was okay. And it was like, what? So that's in that poem too. So anyway, yes, that's a little bit of an insight to the punishment of being here but not really here.
You told us a bit about the teaching you did in Italy at the science-based school, and we can assume that the students there are being prepared for jobs in the tech sector, science research, and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in general, what do students who take your poetry workshops think about practical matters in life?
I was there each year for 6 years, and then 1 year after COVID, and there was the disconnect. When I went year after year after year, the new students knew me from the previous students, and it was something they always looked forward to. But my Zoom students are all adults, so their main concern is just having to steal those 2 hours away from their busy lives and just to be with us in a zone that nobody else knows where they are. And they write. And they get published, too. My Zoom students are getting published all over the place, so I'm grateful for that.
Craig Churi's work is poetry. He is an award-winning poet, teacher, and workshop leader, and he's been speaking with us about his freshly released collection, And If You Saw Me, new and selected prose poems and poems just issued by Moonstone Press. We'll bring you the full conversation in days ahead on Art Scene. But for more information on the web, CraigCzury.com, Craig Czury, C-Z-U-R-Y, C-Z-U-R-Y, CraigCzury.com, or Moonstone Arts Center, Moonstone Arts Center. That's to get you to Moonstone Press. Craig Czury offers regular Zoom sessions, and you can find out more at CraigCzury.com.